Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I know. It's strange to hear me on the air at this time of day. Hey, I just decided to change it up for y'all real quick. But wait. Let's go back. I got three questions for you all. Who will talk about the things young people really want to talk about? Rita Sue will. And who will answer their questions right here on the air? Rita Sue will. And who will remind everybody else that age is more than just a number? Rita Sue Will. What's going on, everybody? And welcome to the Rita Sue Will Show, a.k.a. Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe, right here on KGCMRadio.com. And we are broadcasting live on location. We are traveling through Garland, Texas. We've been to South Fork, we've been through Rowlett, and now we are driving through Garland. And I have two of my favorite co-hosts with me this evening. Brian Wellness, what's up, Big D?
Hey, hello, everybody. Good evening. I know I usually say good morning. Well, good evening to y'all on this nice Saturday evening. It's a really nice day outside, too. It wasn't even too hot. It wasn't too cold. It's just a little bit too windy, but it's still good.
Right, and I have one of my other calls with me.
We got Rodney Williams right here. Come on, say hello.
Hello, everybody. Rodney, a.k.a. Isaiah Mom here. Thank y'all for having me.
All right, there we go. Now, since we got the introduction out the way.
That's right. Now, listen, everybody. I say this all the time, and I always mean it when I say it. But, hey, wait. Let me start back again. I still didn't do it right. Got to go back. Before we do anything, let's go back. Y'all know how we do, bow and close, bow your head and close your eyes. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And before we go another further, I got to say good afternoon or good evening to my mama, Miss Edna Pemberton, the one, the only, Miss Edna Pemberton. Y'all know, she's always doing her thing over in the Oak Cliff area. She was out there earlier today. And she was even on the radio on KHVN radio. Man, I'm telling you, my mama is doing it up. A lot of people ask me where I get my energy from. There you have it, straight from my mama.
Amen to that.
That's right. And my boys have the same type of energy, and man, we just love it. So now listen, the title of the show is, you know, The Sign of the Time. And the reason I selected that, and there's a short pitch I put, then and now, because we used to have some type of class, and I'm wondering what happened to that. And the reason I say that is this. Now, we know we've been seeing on the news about, you know, Hollywood executives taking advantage of women. You know, it's been going around, and I don't want to seem like Christians are blind to what's going on in the world. Some people think that we're blind, you know, we always talk about salvation, we talk about faith and love, we talk about Jesus all the time, and they think it makes us Christians blind to what's going on in the world. And I gotta say this, we're not blind to it, we just know that there are some things that unfortunately we are expecting to happen because this is what the Bible predicted. Now, some people who don't believe the Bible, I can't blame you for that. You believe what you believe. I happen to believe that the Bible is the Word of God. I do believe that with all my heart and soul. So I do believe that, you know, there are some things that we are expected. Now, a lot of people get offended by that, but I'm just telling you what it is, okay? Now, with that being said, let me say this. Does that mean that people have permission to cause harm to other people? Of course not. Of course not, because the Bible, while the Bible does predict that this is a sign of the times, the Bible also states that you will reap what you sow. So whatever you put out is what you will get back. So absolutely not. It does not mean that it gives people permission to harm one another. Now, on another note, the thing that I question the most is why so many people are upset and offended by the Hollywood executives taking advantage of so many women, you know, causing so much sexual harassment and sexual assault. And the reason I say that is because our current president of the United States has been recorded saying you can go around and grab women by the genitals. And just make them do whatever you want them to do. He said that, and then he was elected president of the United States.
Congratulations, America.
That's right. Ryan, what you think about that?
I'm pretty ashamed. The fact that they're allowed to do this and become president. He did a lot of stuff even before he was president that people didn't like, and yet still say, well, this is better than Hillary, which honestly I didn't like either. I like Bernie Sanders better, but when it comes to a best out of a bad situation, I'm not gonna lie to you, I wouldn't have chosen Donald Trump. But I'm pretty disgusted about that, and I'm a man. Like I wouldn't just go around grabbing women in the no square. Like that's just rude and messed up.
Right, and they explained it away by saying, well, that was just locker room talk. That was boy locker room talk. But once again, when you make a statement like that and you don't know you're being recorded, you really are telling who your true self is. He said that. He was recorded saying that. Can't take it back. And then he was elected president of the United States. And now you have Hollywood executives who are committing certain crimes, sexual assault crimes, and everybody wants to be upset and up in arms that he should be fired, he should go to jail. Well, then, what about your president? Should he now be arrested? Should he go to jail? I mean, when Bill Cosby was on trial, so many people were like, he needs to go to jail, he needs to go to jail. He doesn't need to get off, he needs to go to jail. Well, once again, but does that mean now that the president should go to jail? Does that mean he should be fired from his job? I mean, I know some people are going to say, well, no, that's different. It's not different. You know, the way you view sexual assault, when you can either, whether you're saying it or you're doing it, you're still assault. And when the president of the United States says you can go around grabbing a woman by the crotch, I mean, how do you expect everybody else to act, right?
He was just a man. He's just saying stuff, or he's under pressure. He's just under a lot of stress. Like, if another man does it, like, you know, let's just say a different color, per se, then, you know, hey, you should know better. You shouldn't have done that. Where's your honor? What happened to you? Used to be a good man. Now you're doing this to other women. We should not deserve this.
If President Barack Obama had said those words and been recorded saying it,
he would have been impeached. They would have impeached him by that next week. Like, he would have been gone.
Immediately. Rodney, what do you say?
If I had a choice, I would not stay in America. That's just how I am. Like, not necessarily running from these problems. It's just like, I ain't got time to be dealing with all this. That's pretty much how I am. Like, as soon as I heard Trump say that, of course everybody was thinking, including me, I was thinking, like, this man's not going to get elected. He just said that on national TV. But when he actually got elected, number one, after insulting women, after insulting the colored people, myself and, you know, my people, after he insulted the Hispanics, the Mexicans, the Spaniards, and everybody else, after he insulted pretty much half of America, he was still elected president, and it upset me very much. I did not want to stay in America. After that,
half of the people who didn't like him wanted to go to Mexico. Other half wanted to go to Bahamas. Most of them said they want to go to Canada, and like it was pretty horrible. Like I don't know how to explain the fact that I mean, it's still not okay for the movie producers and the executives to do this type of thing because, you know, it's wrong. They're not supposed to, you know, it's like, can't everybody just calm down? not so much is going on right now. We don't need movie executives to go berserk either. Like, we already have a messed up president. A good handful of dirty cops, and like, there's so much pressure right now. That's the last thing we need is for, you know, for movie directors to be like, well, I guess it's a turn. I mean, they're already doing that with bad movies, but still.
Yeah, I think the main thing is that it's not new that the movie that the top executive. And that's not all of them. I know there are a lot of good movie executives. And most of them don't commit these crimes.
Of course.
But for the ones who do commit them, I guess I'm surprised to hear a lot of Americans say, you know, fire him. He should be in jail when they just elected a man to be the president, to be the leader of a free world who admitted to doing these things. So I guess my thing was, when Barack Obama was running for president, even before he became president, if he had said those words, would he have been elected president of the United States?
I don't think so. Yeah. To be honest, I mean, even with an apology, I don't think he still would have won that one. Like, that's how you know he had to be on his best. He had to know he had to be on his best behavior. You know, his children have to be right. His wife has to be, you know, educated too. Because the last thing they wanted, you know, is, you know, America already kind of has an expectancy for black people anyway. You know, he wanted to exceed those expectations by having, you know, himself and his family right. And that's kind of sad to be doing that, but you know, how he did what the president did now, I don't think he would have been president, honestly. What do you think, Isaiah?
As far as Obama,
before he was elected president,
if he had said those words, do you think he would have been elected as president?
Definitely not, because number one, as black community, we always have to watch what we say, even though we don't, but we always have to, if we're going to be on TV or if we're actually going to try to do something to do something successful, truly successful, as far as becoming president, especially, he would not. He would definitely not be able to do that because of that comment. Because that's just how America is. I mean, this society of America is like one group of people are allowed to say certain things just because, you know, it's how they are. And one group is like, since we have a history of, or since they have a history of seeing us in a certain way, we have to act like something else in order to make them happy or in order to please somebody else, which is, I mean, is bad, but at the same time, Obama is definitely, number one, he's smart enough, and number two, he knew that if he would say anything like that, Michelle would have been on him number one. Michelle, she like, she's the number one wife in America right now. But Michelle would have been on him. Everybody else would have been on him. So he definitely wouldn't have got elected for that. But, hey, good luck, America.
And, yeah, I know, I agree. He has, like, his wife and two daughters. So you best believe, in the house full of ladies, I don't think that would have been one of the things he would have said. That would have not been the smartest thing to say.
Remember, President Trump also has daughter and wife.
With two sons.
You don't think he and his wife are together?
Like, married, yes. As far as being married, you know, legally, yes. I don't think they're together, though. I think they're just married for, you know, for publicity.
Well, so yeah, our answer is no, because honestly, as a, I'm not gonna say minority because I really don't like that word. So I like to use as like a different ethnic group. You know, we have to watch what we say usually.
I totally agree with you. We as a people have been taught to be, you know, we are reminded constantly that some of our Caucasian people still consider us a second class citizen. That's just the honest truth. Now, there are a lot of people who don't. And just in my humble opinion, it seems to me that President Donald Trump still believes, you know, people of other ethnicities to be second class citizens, you know, to the Caucasian culture. That's unfortunate, but sometimes that's the way he behaves. When it came to some of the comments he made, you know, with the football players. Now, personally, people have asked my opinion about football players taking a knee during the national anthem, if I think they should be able to do that, or if I think they should be forced to stand at attention during the national anthem. And this is my thing. The question was, should the owners force the football players to stand during the national anthem? And if they don't, do they bench them? And this is my answer. Whether you stand or take a knee for the national anthem, I think should be a personal, individual decision, not a team decision. As far as what the team should do, I think the team should do what they get paid to do, play football. When I watch TV, when I'm watching a football game, I'm a Cowboys fan, of course. Whoa, whoa, Cowboys. When I'm watching the Cowboy game, most of the time, I don't even turn it on during the national anthem. So by the time I'm watching the game, when I'm interested in the game, it's while they're playing football. When I turn the football game on, I want to watch football. National anthem, I'm not even interested. I'm just not. So everyone has, and what the flag, what the national anthem and the United States flag stands for is all of the freedoms that we are guaranteed. And that's one of the freedoms, the freedom for a peaceful protest. They're not yelling. They're not screaming at anybody. They're just simply taking a knee during the national anthem. And so they're not being violent or anything like that. So, you know, as long as they're not doing that, I think they are well within their rights. But to be honest, I think football teams, the owners, should stick to what they get paid to do, play football, run the football team. Whether or not somebody stands and builds for the anthem, Let it be individual decisions. That's just my opinion, and I know our chief of staff, President Donald Trump, doesn't believe that. But hey, and that's another thing. I think the president should find himself above reproach when it comes to the issues like that. The only issue is that they voted someone in who was not a politician, which that's what they wanted. They did not want politics as usual. They wanted something different, and they knew Trump would give them something different. And right now he is giving them something different, but I don't think they are very pleased with what he's giving them. The Republican Party can now wholeheartedly stand behind the decision made by their representative, which is Donald Trump. He's a Republican. And they during the Republican convention, they named him as their front runner. And so now he is giving them all that he's got. And now I don't think they were prepared for that. They thought, yeah, he's a good businessman. That's why he's a billionaire. So they figured, hey, he would help America get out of debt. They didn't figure all of the everybody he would offend while doing it. All of the American people, including Puerto Rico. Let's not forget that. He said that it's their fault, that the trouble they're in. Well, they were hit by a hurricane. And I think he forgot he is the president for Puerto Rico because Puerto Rico is American territory. So you know, I don't think he was fully prepared. I don't think his people fully prepared him for the presidency. I think they thought that he was, his main focus was the debt and building the wall and tearing down Obamacare, what he called Obamacare, which is really called the Affordable Health Care. He has been unsuccessful at all three of those things that he ran his campaign on. Building the wall between America and Mexico, tearing down Obamacare or the health care, and getting America debt. And those three things he ran on, and he called it Make America Great Again. So while he is making upsetting all the other countries, all three, North Korea, Donald Trump won't be. He doesn't know about potential. He doesn't know about foreign policy. And you mess with them, guess their actions will speak louder than your words eventually. So I don't think they were fully prepared to deal with someone like Donald Trump. Donald Trump, they thought they could contain and they could control. You cannot control a bully. Donald Trump is a bully. He likes to bully people because he has the money to do that. That's the way he's always been and always will be. And now they're trying to find a way to corral that. I think it's a little bit too late. So, so that's why my question was, you know, we used to have a little class. What happened? Well, what happened was everybody who thinks like Donald Trump voted him in as president. And now they're suffering the consequences. And now all of the things that he said he was going to do, he's unable to do, and not even his own party is willing to side with him decisions. That lets you know that y'all don't want to admit it, but you elected the wrong person for this job. All right. Here you go, one of my co-hosts, Brian. Go ahead.
Well, on the issue of kneeling down to the, not kneeling, but yeah, taking a knee for the national anthem. I believe, honestly, that it's the right thing to do whenever your race is being patronized by the same people who call this place a free country. You know, our melting pot. You know, it's not really, it's like people call it a melting pot where everybody's accepted, except the fact that not everybody's accepted. Another thing, you know, I know that there's a lot of people who say, it's the American flag. You're supposed to, stand up for the national anthem. You were supposed to, you know, take your hat off, respect the national anthem because people died for you to be here and be doing this. Well, there's a couple of problems with that. One, the veterans, the people who come back from the war and stuff, they are on post-traumatic stress disorder, and most people don't even pay attention to them anymore. They kind of just throw them somewhere. Same for the veterans. They kind of just put them right in the little spot right there just so, you know, y'all can sit there. And some of them just end up dying and nobody kind of notices. There's stuff on the news about that. The national anthem itself is kind of a racist song. I mean, they sing only one part of it. And, you know, they only sing the part that's, you know, that has most, patriotic lyrics to it. Well, if you listen to the whole song, then you'll see that, you know, it's for slave owners. And not everybody wants to sing, not everybody whose ancestors were slaves wants to hear a song and respect a song that was, you know, meant for people who own their people. Yeah, that's kind of a big problem. Like Rita said, it's peaceful protest. They're not screaming at each other. They're not yelling. They're not holding up the finger. They're just simply taking a knee. And it's an individual thing. I mean, it's personal. It's supposed to be like that. People are, people get mad over that. They fired the first person who did that. They fired him because he made a peaceful protest. And they're all offended and everything. And now, once you think of, and now everybody's starting to do it, but now since everybody's doing it, nobody's saying anything else. But I wonder who else is gonna do it. I wonder if the Cowboys is gonna do it. When everybody did it, no one said anything. So does that mean that the first person who did, I forgot his name, but should that mean Colin? I'm just calling Colin. Does that mean that Colin can have his job back since? What he did was kind of right. He kind of Martin Luther King his way through this thing. Like, he kind of started a trend there. So I think he should have his job back. And the last thing, I think we should change the national anthem.
He wasn't really fired because of it. It's just that no other football team is picking him up as a player, and that probably is the reason they didn't come out and say it. But, no other team is picking him up as a player for this season.
No, like I said, I think we should change the national anthem. I don't know if I'm the first to say this or the first to think about this. I probably am. I probably am. I probably not. But I believe we should probably change the song entirely. I know that's a big old stretch. And I don't know if it's going to even happen or if it's going to stick. But considering the fact that, this should be a melting pot and we should all be equal, no matter what race or class or whatever your past was, I believe that, we should probably start a new thing with our country. We can make it to a song that's, already existing, like America the Beautiful, Oh Beautiful, Oh Beautiful. Like, that could be the national anthem. God Bless America. Like, there's so many American songs. Like, I'm proud to be an American. Like, there's so many songs that we could choose from. I think we could do it. But, yeah, that's my thing.
Okay, on another note, thank you to everybody who participated in our Youth and Young Adult Praise Explosion last weekend from Wednesday through Friday. Our instructors, Olu Abel, Isaiah Mime, Gifted to Mime, God's Chosen, Miss Kim Evans, and our clinician, Brother James V. Brother Lewis, we have not forgotten about you. We have something for you. I just want to say thank you. Thank you to everybody who showed up. Oh, Danielle Turner. I want to thank everybody who came out. And our host for the Black Party. Wonderful job. Thank you so very much. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Pastor Craig, for allowing us to have it. You guys, next year, it's going to be even bigger and better. So get ready. Third weekend of October, 2018. Y'all come on out. Be nice, okay? I just want to know we are still on the air, and I'm going to post this up. If you have your opinion, hey, go ahead and post. You'll see it on my Facebook page. Make your opinion known. And in just a second or two, we're going to go live on Crimson Cafe TV. All right, y'all. So listen, I will see you guys next week at 9 o'clock a.m. on right here on Rita's Crimson Cafe on KTCM Radio.